So, taking all of this into consideration, the healthcare, body clock, and psychological stressors, how much will the impact of space affect what is becoming a race to commercialize space? We have talks of civilian space flights, even space hotels, with the only current constraints on who is eligible to go being the size of the customer's wallet. What impact will the mercilessly harsh conditions in space have on these endeavors? I've been speaking with astronomer at Fifth Star Labs and co-host of the Awesome Astronomy podcast, Jenny Millard.
I think it's really going to influence the type of adventures the average Joe goes on. Because I feel like for the short jaunts into space, you know, the likes of Blue Origin and New Shepard, where it's an 11-minute flight, it's a parabolic flight, so you're just hopping up and then you're coming back down. You're in microgravity for 3 to 4 minutes. I feel like most people can handle that. And I feel like for a couple of days, maybe you could cope in space for a couple of days, perhaps, you know, in orbit around the Earth in a small capsule. But I think it's when we come to the longer journeys where you're maybe on a space station for a few weeks, you're on the surface of the moon for a couple of weeks. That's then really where we're going to have to start thinking carefully about who can go and do these things. There's going to be physical limitations. I mean, how are people going to cope being on the moon for more than 2 weeks and suddenly having 2 weeks of complete darkness, having no sight of their home planet? I think that might really play with people. And then, of course, moving on to Mars. I mean, Mars is, let's be honest, probably at least a century into the future for like the average person to go. With Mars, you know, it'll be 7 to 9 months to get there, at least 3 months on the surface because you've got to wait for everything, all the planets to realign to be able to get back. And so, you know, it's a long time to be cooped up with the same people. And so I think it really is going to direct the kind of commercialized space that we see. I think we'll see a focus on the shorter journeys rather than the longer ones.
If we are, as you say, accelerating towards a point where regular schmucks like me can get into space, do you think there may have to be some kind of governing, ratifying body that can decide whether or not you are fit and able to do so?
I think that there will have to be some kind of generally agreed upon rules. But then I think there are generally agreed upon rules when it comes to putting people on airplanes, you know. And while there's no global body that kind of medically tests people, there are these kind of general rules that then the local health authorities can then enforce. And, you know, you can go and get your checks and so on like this. And so while I think there's going to have to be some kind of general body that will maybe come up with some general rules, it is going to have to be on an individual basis as well. And I think the psychological side is going to be the most interesting, because I don't think the psychological side is going to come in too much for the short journeys. When we progress eventually not to just go into the moon for a holiday, but when people are working on the moon, you can almost imagine maybe they go to the moon for 6 months and then they come back for 6 months and then they go again. It's like extreme shift work, something like that. Then we're really going to have to consider all of the psychology there. And then we start blurring the lines between commercialization and professionalism. And I think the way the space sector is going to evolve over the next decades and centuries is going to be really interesting.
And having heard all that you've heard about health, psychology, diet, how long do you think you could last in space?
Oh my goodness, what a question. Do you know what? I feel like the little hops into space that you get with kind of Blue Origin, Virgin Galactic, I reckon I could manage that. I reckon I could probably do a couple of days in orbit in a capsule, or perhaps a couple of days on a space station. I think beyond that then, because I think for a couple of days, you're sort of, you'd be so excited and you'd be, you know, everything is so new and novel. And, you know, I've just come back from 3 weeks in the States and, you know, it was a lot of traveling. I did 7 states in 4 days on an RV trip. And, you know, I've been flying here, there and everywhere. And then, you know, by the end of those 3 weeks, I had a fantastic time. But you know what? I was done. I was so done. I was like, I just need to go home. So based on that, I feel like I could do a few days. I'd really enjoy it. And then I think after that, that's when the problems might start coming in, be they physical health, be they mental health. That's my personal opinion.
Jenny Millard.